KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
10 critically endangered black rhinos have been successfully moved from KZN to Mozambique. The Department of Forestry, Fisheries and Environment says the move is in an effort to protect South Africa's rhinos. Officials are now reintroducing them into safe habitats to boost breeding and restore ecosystems. The translocation of these 5 males and 5 females marks the return of the black rhino to the Zinave National Park after 50 years. Deputy Environment Minister Narend Singh says it's a major milestone, but more still needs to be done.
I think the problem that we're having, not only in KwaZulu-Natal, but in many of our game parks around the country, is a human-wildlife conflict. At Madikwe in the northwest, here there are conflicts in the Ulundi area, Ulundi-Abakulusi area.
KwaZulu-Natal remains the hardest hit province by poaching, but losses have dropped sharply, largely thanks to Isimvela Wildlife's dehorning program. To the Eastern Cape, authorities are warning that they expect the death toll from the floods that hit parts of the province to continue to rise. A memorial service for 92 flood victims is currently underway in Mthatha. Nearly a week ago, torrential rains left a trail of destruction, damaging homes and infrastructure across the province. Pupils from Jumba Secondary School have paid tribute to 10 fellow pupils who were among the first victims of the floods. The children were killed when the minibus they were traveling in was swept away by raging waters.
The pain we feel is shared by many, by their families, friends, and by all of us who knew them. Each of them brought light and joy to our school, and their absence leaves a hole in our hearts. Yet even in this sorrow, we can find strength in knowing that their lives, though short, but were full of meaning and purpose.
And abroad, the U.S. Special Envoy for Syria has warned Lebanese group Hezbollah against getting involved in the war between its main backer, Iran, and Israel. The group condemned Israel's strikes on Iran when the conflict erupted on Friday, but has not announced any intention to intervene. Hezbollah suffered devastating losses in its war against Israel last year, which ended with a ceasefire agreement in November. And in the U.S., one of Elon Musk's SpaceX Starships has exploded during a routine test in Texas. It's the latest setback to the billionaire's dream of turning humanity into an interplanetary species. The Starship 36 suffered catastrophic failure and exploded at the Starbase launch facility. Your top story this hour, 10 critically endangered black rhinos have been successfully moved from KZN to Mozambique. For more on this and other news stories, head to ecr.co.za. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudial.
And here's what's coming up in your sport. The Springboks are gearing up nicely for their clash with the Barbarians in Cape Town next weekend. Ethan Hooker has been crowned the Sharks Players Player of the Year. And the Hollywood Bets Sharks take on the Hollywood Bets Dolphins in the Fin Cup, a T20 match in August.